street performers. Commonly thought as a step below a McDonald's worker and a step above a beggar, they are often underappreciated. But in reality, it's a down and dirty business.
I've been pooped on by a seagull. I bleed a lot when I play. Especially when I used to play my ukulele downtown, like this softest, gentlest instrument that used to just like tear my hand apart. So I just have gentle skin, I guess. And that's the toughest thing.
Alex Miranda is a busker. He plays music on the streets of Avalon and hopes that someone will drop a quarter into his bucket. Being 6'4", he is easily recognizable, and he can be found standing next to the town fountain every afternoon strumming his guitar. He uses his height and his wit to stand above the fierce competition.
The fountain's my main competitor on Front Street because people, like, will deliberately toss their money into the fountain and send it into my bucket.
He'll even join forces with other musicians so they can stand a chance against their arch nemesis.
The fountain is the main thing that we're all going against. We're all kind of, like, united by our disdain for the downtown fountain and the money it takes from people.
And then there's the wild, drunken tourists.
I was playing with Scotty Moyes at Descanso, and this one drunk guy thought he could sing the song better than us, so he took Scotty's mic stand and broke it in half, like, over his head. And then just, like, swam away to his yacht.
Thank you.
How much would you say you make on a good day?
I make, like, $100, like, for a couple hours. Most tips I get are people that just pass by me and throw money in, so they don't even, like, hear me. It's mostly just like, oh, we have to tip this guy. He's out here. So they'll, like, give me a tip and be like, get a real job.
How long have you been doing that for?
I've been not working for about 2 years. Yeah, it's actually, I make a lot of money not working. I recommend not working to anybody who thinks that they can handle the stress of not being able to work.
But Alex earns his keep. Every day he goes through an intensive routine.
I make narwhal noises when I wake up to clear my throat. Then I swim like 10 miles, and then I take a jog.
Instrumental version.
Like all buskers, he takes his job seriously, but
if I could have a way to get paid for making movies here on the island, like working for like the museum or some company just like doing videos, I would love to be doing that if I wasn't doing music.
Alex just finished his first year at Emerson College in Boston. He's majoring in writing for film and television, and he plays his guitar each summer so he can raise money for tuition.
Is what you do mostly for money, or is it just kind of like you just love music and you just want to share it with the rest of the world?
You sound like such a jerk. No, it's for the money. I do love music, but I wouldn't go down on Front Street next to the fountain just to like be like, I love music, everyone. Listen to me. It's definitely because I can't get a real job. I'm hoping through writing, I could work my way up to like writing my own roles and like writing my own cool stuff and then directing. Yeah. Basically, I want to become like Woody Allen, but, you know, not Jewish.
So you don't have any other jobs besides this?
Weirdly enough, I did. I was working the food tours this year. But by playing on Front Street, I got so many people that were like, play my wedding and play at our restaurant this weekend that I didn't have time for my real job. I played at the Cross yesterday for a wedding. Only one song, and I got $120 for it, and I wasn't even good at it. So I am really cheating my way through life right now. I hate street performers. Everything about them. So annoying and disrespectful. Next time you see a street performer, tip the fountain.
Reporting for KISL, this is Carly Savaker.